Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Seth Grove of the 196th Legislative District in York County. Representative Grove, welcome to this report to your constituents. Of course, with the price of fuel today, anyone who operates a vehicle is interested in saving money. And I understand that there's an interesting state program that actually offers rebates to those who are interested in purchasing or who have purchased alternative fuel vehicles, and that there are some new deadlines that are involved in this program. What's going on here?
The Department of Environmental Protection recently extended the Alternative Fuel Vehicle Rebate Program. They'll offer 3,000 rebates for the next 500 vehicles, represents an impressive total investment of $3.35 million towards electric vehicles since 2011. Large battery vehicles that have battery system capacity equal or greater than 10 kilowatts, including models such as the Nissan Leaf, Ford Focus, and Chevy Volt, are all eligible for the highest rebate amounts. Department of Environmental Protection also offers rebates of $1,000 for large battery plug-in hybrid electric vehicles and battery electric vehicles with battery system capacity less than 10 kilowatts, including models such as the Prius and the Ford C-Max Energy.
Also, the governor is going to be talking about the budget very soon here in Harrisburg. What are some of the things that you might expect to see in his budget address this year?
I think we're going to see a push for, once again, an on-time budget. I highly anticipate no new or increased taxes. Speaking of general funds, I think transportation, liquor privatization, and pensions will all be in there. Obviously, when you talk about transportation funding, you need to come up with the money somewhere. So I'm anxious to see where he intends to pull additional revenues. I think pension reform will be tied in with education increases for this coming budget year, which is probably exciting for most school districts, obviously property taxpayers, to see increasing in state funding since they've been flat funded for the past 2 years. And then obviously privatization of the state liquor system as the top three topics. Obviously, with the proposal of the lottery privatization management, we'll see an increase of $21 million to senior programs, specifically for in-home care. And he's already announced an increase to knock down the waiting list for those programs that fund intellectual disability. So some interesting things. And as a member of the House Appropriations Committee, I'm anxious to see what the governor has in store in his upcoming budget address for the residents of Pennsylvania.
I know you're a member of the House Education Committee, and there's been some talk for some time about reforming the way charter schools are funded and cyber charter schools are funded in Pennsylvania. I understand there's some movement on this front. What's going on?
Yeah, recently the Majority Leader's Office sent out some proposals to redirect cyber and charter school funding back into public education, along with some special education funding and some overall charter school funding, longer terms for charters and direct payment for charter. So it seems to be a more comprehensive plan of attack than what we saw this past session on charter and cyber charter funding reform. So I'm anxious as a member of the committee to dive into these pieces of legislation and obviously try to benefit our public school districts, try to strengthen them as much as possible, but ensure we have alternatives to those students who wish to pursue different forms of education outside of public schools.
And speaking of public schools, I understand that public schools in York County are moving forward with a level of coordination that hasn't really been achieved in the past in terms of scheduling. What's going on here?
Yeah, there was a recent article in a local newspaper about school districts trying to coordinate their calendars to make it more comprehensive and the same across all of York County, which is very exciting. I love to see coordination of effort among local governments. I think it's a step in the right direction and urge the school districts in York County to not only do that, but look at purchasing same books and try to coordinate their curriculums. We have a lot of students that may move back and forth between school districts, end up in maybe their junior year having to take a history class, and if they move school districts, it's actually a senior class. So the more coordination, the more cost savings, the more benefit to York County taxpayers and students and parents will be seen.
Representative Grove, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Seth Grove.